Malaysia's Prime Minister Abdullah Ahmad Badawi said today he will meet with the country's king on April 2nd to tender his resignation. Malaysia's Deputy Prime Minister Najib Razak was elected unopposed on Thursday as president of the United Malays National Organization, the largest component of the National Front Coalition which rules the country. In line with tradition, Najib as party president will also become the next prime minister and will have to grapple with an economy heading for recession despite a $16 billion stimulus package. We spoke to the editor of the Malaysian Catholic Weekly Herald, Father Lawrence Andrew, about these economic challenges.
As far as the economy of the country goes, I think the new president and the future prime minister will be able to handle the economic situations better than the former prime minister. Reason, his own brother is heading one of the leading banks of the country. And besides, he's more agile in his thinking. He's able to attend to issues. And from people who have been working with him in the cabinet, they say he's a better chairperson, and so he can get things done. And therefore, there will be a sense of aggressivity in the running of the country than before. Aggressivity in the positive sense. These are dynamic people, young people, and so we can expect them moving forward with the nation. They have come with the notion that they are going to be people of change, so they are trying to bring in change. We hope that this change will be real, not just for one particular race, but for the whole country.